The following is a presentation of the New Skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Nell dribbles into a three, top of the key, and he knocks it down.
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Here's your host, Cleon Wall.
BYU is college basketball's talk of Tuesday night after beating the 7th-ranked Jayhawks 76-68. Cougar fans and the Cougars themselves were giddy after the victory. Dallin Hall was the MVP, scoring 18 points after only making one basket against Kansas State. Noah Waterman would probably agree with the assessment that Dallin was the man in that game, but when I caught up with him before tonight's contest, I tried to convince Noah that he was the MVP of Lawrence.
Now, let me explain why I'm saying that. It's not Dallin Hall. I know he hit that big three-pointer with like minute 34 left in the game, puts you up by 5 points in the game. But you blocked the shot and grabbed the rebound right before Dallin Hall hit that three-pointer. So I think you need to tell everyone today in practice that you are the real MVP of the Kansas game. Are you okay with that?
Nah, I think it was just a good team win. D hit a lot of big shots, so did Jax. So it was just a good win for all of us.
You know, I was having a little fun with you. Seriously, that block shot was huge. Yeah. Kind of take us through that play, though, because KJ Adams, he gets the ball. He comes right at you. I'm assuming you're thinking right then and there, don't let him get to the basket.
Yeah, definitely, because in the first half, he kind of hurt us with our switches, and he always just saw a smaller guard, and he would just put his shoulder down and just get to the basket. He's a big, athletic kid, so I knew he was going to go right hand. It was all about the scouting report. He loves his right hand. So right when I saw him kind of just put his shoulder down and his eyes down, I knew he was just going to try to take it himself. So I just had to wall up. Body him up with my chest and then just go and try to block the shot, and I did. So
you said he picked on the guards. Are you surprised he actually came at you, being 6'11" and, you know, a lot bigger than the other guys too?
Yeah, I was a little surprised, but he's a dog, so, you know, he's gonna try to go and get his own, so I respect that.
Looking back at it now, seriously, how big was that play in the whole grand scheme of things of getting that win over Kansas?
It was pretty big. And then, as you said, Dallin Hall hitting the three right after that was super big for us. But I think it really just came down to games like that. It comes down to just rebounding and defensive stops. So if we gave him a second chance right there, you never know what would have happened. But we didn't let that happen. So
you probably thought your moment in the spotlight came just like a few minutes before that. You know, Dallin drives. You're out beyond the three-point line. He drives a little past the free throw line, and then he kicks it out to you. You hit a big three-pointer that puts BYU up by three with about 2:45 left in the game. Were you thinking shot all the way, or was there any hesitation there? As soon as he passed that ball to you, it flew.
No, I knew I was going to shoot it because KJ Adams plays a lot of help side because he's so athletic. He blocked a couple shots before that. So I knew he was going to be in the gap a little bit, and I knew I'd be able to just get my shot off. So I was ready to shoot it right when D passed it to me.
You are shooting 38% on triples so far this season. That's got to feel gratifying after shooting 32% the previous season. What do you attribute the improvement in shooting this year?
Just reps and confidence. Like, that's what it really comes down to. To be a good shooter, you got to have a lot of confidence. And I feel like this year, I have a lot more confidence than I did last year. So
I think we're seeing that, too, because I've noticed in many games this year, you just don't hesitate once you get that ball. I mean, I think you're playing smart with it, too, but once you get that ball, you're automatically thinking shot first.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
9 points scored in that game. You had 6 rebounds. By the way, that's your average. You're the leading rebounder by average on the team. And you swatted the only 2 shots for the Cougars in that game. No one else had a block shot for the Cougars. You also had 4 fouls. Yeah, that happens, right?
Yeah, no, it definitely does happen, especially with Dickinson. He's a big guy, so you got to find a way to stop him. So
you had a nice, well-rounded game, and you come out with the win. I want you to talk to us about the atmosphere, what it was like being there during that game. What was it like being there? You're in a historic arena against a team that's won a lot of basketball games. What was that game like, you guys being in there from start to finish?
It was super fun. Right when we got there for shoot-around, actually, I looked around the gym. I was like, wow, because everybody knows it's a historical gym. This is my first time being there. So I walked in. I really liked the gym right away. And then when we went there for game time and just saw all the fans and how crazy they were, I just love playing in atmospheres like that. So it was really cool. I think all the guys really enjoyed it. A lot of guys don't get to play in an arena like that. We're lucky to do it every home game, but it was really cool.
You now have 20 wins on the season, but was there something a little bit more special about this one over Kansas?
No, 100%. A lot of teams don't go in there and win. In the past, like, 21 years, I think they've lost 16 times. I could be wrong by a little bit, but you don't win when you go to Kansas. So pulling out that win was big for us.
I saw you dancing in the locker room after the game. Lots of guys were dancing, but you were one of those guys that were dancing with Trevor Nell near you. Are you going to break out any dance moves in the TCU game on Saturday?
I don't know about that. I always just try to get Trev to dance because we mess around with him saying he's the worst dancer on the team. So I always like instigating and getting him going. So.
Okay. Well, I expect to see both of you dancing a little bit if you guys are doing well against TCU. Fans showed up at the airport after you landed. What was that like, you know, seeing all the fans show up and support you after that big win against Kansas?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, we landed at like 2:30 in the morning, and there was like 200 people just waiting for us in the freezing cold. We have one of the best fan bases in the world. So it was really cool just to walk out and see all the support we had.
I think I saw someone with a Waterman jersey on, too. Did you see that person?
I did not see. I was a little tired getting off the plane. But
I was going to say, are they related to you? Did you pay that person to say, hey, will you come out and wear a Waterman jersey?
No. Yeah, I might have paid them a little bit, you know.
You guys have been on a high since Tuesday. I mean, I think BYU Cougar fans are on a high. I think you guys are on a high. How do you ground yourself again to get ready for TCU?
We just got to play how we did. We got to take this game against Kansas and let it roll over to this game against TCU. We got to play the same way. I think where it hurts us, the games we lose, we come out slow. So at Kansas, we kind of played fearless right away and knew we were going to win the game. So we got to do the same thing against TCU. And these last games, we got to take wins. It's a war. It's a war ground every night for these next three games. So there's no games that are just given to us. We got to go out and take them. So that's what we got to do.
BYU now 8-7 on the season. TCU also 8-7 on the season. They've beaten Oklahoma, Baylor, and Houston this year. This really is, I mean, you would think that this team has your full attention because this team has had some good wins this year, and it's not an easy game to come off such a big victory and say, oh, we're just playing TCU. No, this is a good TCU team.
Oh, yeah, nah, they're really good. I would kind of compare them to Houston. They stand four to the glass all the time. Big athletic team. So I think it's really going to come down to winning the offensive and defensive glass for us because they're so athletic and big. And if we do that, we should be able to pull out the win.
Yeah, but you're the big guy too, so you're not going to have a problem with them, right?
Nah, you're right. You're right.
No, thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Next, we'll head to the Marriott Center for our courtside conversation with Mark Durant. Cougar Pregame Live continues in a moment on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
BYU Sports Network.
Cougar Pregame Live presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. It's time for our courtside conversation with Mark Durant, who is back in his comfy courtside seats at the Marriott Center. Mark, I'm a bit jealous. I was not able to be in Fog Allen Fieldhouse with you when BYU took on Kansas, but I've watched quite a few games, or good games, I should say, at the Marriott Center, so I really shouldn't complain. I also got a tour of the Fog last summer. It was sweltering, still a treat. It was hosting a volleyball camp, so no fans in the stands. I want you to take me through what it was like being there for that game because few of us actually got to experience that in person.
Yeah, and I feel bad about that because it was so utterly awesome, Cleon. I want you to have been there, man. I want all Cougar fans to have been there. So I feel pretty lucky that I was there. And, you know, listen, just being there was a bucket list item. It's really the home of birthplace of college basketball. You got James Naismith Court, Fog Allen, the two great original coaches, and you got all the championships, and it's just a cool building, and the history there, and the banners. Anyway, it's really almost a spiritual. If you're a sports fan, it's as close to spiritual in sports as you can get. And so I was just loving it. Russ Larson and I, Russ was there with me, and we got to go on before the shoot around, and we were just shooting baskets on the court, and that was really fun. And just to share that with him. So all that's fine. All that's good. Good enough, right? And then for BYU to play the way they did and to hit those big shots late, and just the environment, and the people are just jammed in there, and it's packed full, and they're screaming, and it's kind of dark, and I just thought, I am in a movie here. This is not real. I'm just kind of watching it on a big screen. And anyway, it was just really, really great. And I'm just so happy for the guys. You know, you work hard to put yourself in that position to play in those games, and to have that memory, that's a lifelong memory, and it's just really special. No matter what else happens, you want great things to happen for this team. But that was a memory that you can never take away from those guys and from me. I mean, it was just really, really cool.
I think a lot of people are going to say, where was I when BYU beat Kansas back in the inaugural season of the Big 12? And you're going to be one of the few that's going to say, well, I was actually in the arena at Fog Allen Fieldhouse. So that's
I'll take
cool.
it, man. I'll take it. That's worth having to hang out all weekend with Greg Rubel to have that, man. It was really special. Greg and I have been thinking about that game for so long. And just the fact that we were there in the Big 12, it's been such a long journey to build the program to where it could be invited into a power conference like that. And then to get there and then to go to that building and to win was just a Hollywood ending.
My daughter's basketball crush, Dallin Hall. By the way, I know she's not listening to this, so, you know, I've just revealed that. Actually, Dallin's
probably... Yeah, I'm sure she'd really appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm sure Dallin's the crush of many young ladies out there. He was the hero of that game. Even though a lot of guys hit big shots, he was 5-for-8. He hit the crucial shot to put them up by 5. It was interesting, though. Against Kansas State, he was only 1-of-10. Against Baylor, he was 3-of-9. 4-of-10 against Oklahoma State. 4-of-6 against UCF. His shooting statistics are all over the board, and I'm sure he would like to find some consistency. Is the wonkiness due to the team just relying on him so much to run the offense and create for other people?
Well, he does have an incredibly demanding job running the point in the Big 12. That is a highly physical... I mean, he just gets beaten up every game, and whether or not he scores or not, he's been so good at keeping the turnovers down and a great assist guy. The assist-to-turnover ratio has been fantastic, and he does a lot of things for you. And he's a big-body, physical defender. So even without the threes, and he's not making threes, he helps the team immensely. But when he does hit the threes, it just makes it that much more difficult for teams to guard him. And he's got a little something about him that this team, I think, desperately needs, and that's just kind of a killer instinct to want the ball at the end of the game to make the big shot. Maybe sometimes he misses, but he wants it at the end of the game. He wants to win the game. And I saw about 6 or 7 minutes out in that game, he had that look in his eye. He had it in San Diego State at the beginning of the year. He's had it a couple other times, but he said, I'm not going to let this team lose. And he attacked the basket, got a layup, and of course he hit another big three, and then that iconic three over Dickinson, that's a shot that's going to live forever in BYU lore. But that was just remarkable that he would have the courage and the confidence to step back and hit that shot. And there's no bigger fan, except for maybe your daughter, of Dallin Hall in the world than me. I just think he is tremendous. And the exciting thing is that I think he's going to get a lot better, and he'll be more consistent with the shot. But right now he is just doing some amazing things for this team. And he was one of the big reasons they won that game, no doubt.
Mark Pope mentioned to the media on Thursday that he and his guys don't want to miss this moment, this initial season in the Big 12, whether they win or lose. I admit, this has been a fun season, even with all the ups and downs. I didn't expect this team to play as well as I thought they would have this season. As part of that Big 12 journey, TCU is at the Marriott Center tonight. Emmanuel Miller is averaging 16 points a game. They have 6 guys who score at least 8 points a game. What's kind of like just a real short scouting report you could give to Cougar fans?
Yeah, Miller is very good, obviously. They don't shoot a lot of threes, but they play very quickly. They like to turn you over. They like to fast break. Absolutely top, one of the best in the country on fast break points. So But they don't shoot a lot of threes, so it's probably going to be a lot like Kansas, which I think actually plays into BYU's favor a lot, because when they're relying a lot on twos, if BYU's making any of their threes, it's the math isn't in their favor. So they're going to have to really turn BYU over, get out in transition, and have a lot of success there to just keep up with BYU's ability to score from the three-point line. It's going to be tough for them. They're a super talented team, have some great wins, have some puzzling losses like every team in this conference. But I think just playing Kansas, a similar style of basketball, I think BYU's in a good position here. But, man, it's so fun in this league because you never know what's going to happen, and that's what makes it exciting and fun. And it's been a riot going down this journey in this league. It's just been really cool.
Mark, it's great to have you back here in Provo tonight, and good luck on the call.
Hey, thanks, Cleon. Always a pleasure, my friend.
No problem. That's Mark Durant, everyone. By the way, go to BigOtires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. After a quick timeout, we'll look at some other scores in the Big 12 and college hoops. Jayhawks go down again. You're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
To the game.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Cleon Wall.
Welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We're getting you ready for the BYU Cougars and the TCU Horned Frogs. BYU women's basketball team playing their final regular season game on the road this evening. They are at the University of Texas. At the end of the first quarter, it is tied at 14, leading the Cougars in scoring, Kaylee Woolston, she has 5 points. Former Cougar, Shaylee Gonzalez, 0 for 2, 0 points in this game. All right, Big 12 men's action. Number one team in the nation, number one team in the conference, University of Houston at Oklahoma. Right now, the Cougars have a 14-11 lead over the Sooners, 15-35 left to go in the first half. Cincinnati hosting Kansas State, and right now the Bearcats have a 47-37 lead, 15-48 left to go in that game. The team that BYU is going to play next, the Iowa State Cyclones, they leave Orlando with a victory. They beat the Golden Knights of UCF 60-52. Seventh-ranked Kansas loses their second game in a row. They lose at 15th-ranked Baylor, 82-74. Texas Tech just beat West Virginia, 81-70. And Texas, hosting Oklahoma State, they leave with a victory and send the Cowboys back home with a loss. They win today, 81-65. All right, coming up next, we'll send you to the Marriott Center for the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Wrubell. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome back courtside inside the Marriott Center on the BYU campus here in Provo, Utah. Tonight, the BYU Cougars look to follow up a historic win at Allen Fieldhouse with a win in their house. It's BYU and TCU for the first time in 13 years and the 23rd time all-time. BYU has won 19 of the preceding 22 games, including each of the last 16. The last time they faced off, they were members, though, of the Mountain West Conference. Tonight they square off as Big 12 conference colleagues. I'm Greg Wrubell on the play-by-play headset. With me is my former, well, my longtime courtside
former.
Colleague.
You
the former, No. The former Cougar hoopster, my longtime colleague, Mr. Mark Durant. Mark, it was only four nights ago that BYU earned one of the biggest regular season wins, certainly in program history, taking down then number 7 Kansas. The Jayhawks will drop. They went 0-2 this week. But they were then number 7 Kansas on KU's hallowed hardwoods there in Lawrence. Now the Cougs get the set to host a TCU team in a sold-out Marriott Center. A win tonight would cap a very special week for BYU.
It's already been an incredible week, regardless of what happens tonight. That Kansas win was really something special. But and I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I'm just going to mention this one time, and it just because I think BYU fans are thinking about it, is it would be a typical BYU thing to do to have a win like that and then come and maybe not play so well here at home. And you've set yourself up in such a good position. You've got to take advantage now of this second opportunity to make this week even that much more special. And if they do, they can just really put themselves in a nice spot going forward. And it's not just about this game, and it's not about the conference of standings. Even all those things that enter into it. But games like tonight will make a big difference when you're playing later this month in March in the NCAA tournament. You've got to take care of these opportunities.
A win tonight would also give BYU its first set of Tuesday-Saturday wins all year in the Big 12.
I like how it's trending. I want to keep trending to do good things.
Coming up next, my pregame conversation with the other Mark, BYU head coach Mark Pope, as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues live from the Marriott Center on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
It's time to hear from BYU head coach Mark Pope as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Wrubell.
Coming up, just after the top of the hour, 20-8, BYU hosting 19-9 TCU. The teams are tied in the Big 12 standings at 8-7 as the jockeying for Big 12 tournament seeding continues down the stretch. A win tonight, and BYU is mathematically assured of at least a single bye at the conference tournament in Kansas City. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Mark Pope, presented by Zions Bank. For 150 years, Zions Bank has been serving the communities where you live, work, and play for a financial experience you can count on. For the next 150 years, Zions Bank is for you. And tonight, Coach Pope talks about taking on a TCU team that is all about creating chaos, running and gunning. The Horned Frogs, a top 25 team in steals and turnovers forced, and no team nationally scores more points in transition.
You know, if you think about them, you clearly everybody in the league starts, how do we guard them in transition? How do we slow them down? And that starts with protecting the ball. They're one of the top 20 turnover teams in the country, forcing turnovers. And so on the offensive end, protecting the ball, on the defensive end, can you manage them in transition? Can you keep them off the glass? They're a great offensive rebounding team. Jamie's teams have always been built on the offensive glass. And then can you find a way to keep them from the rim? You know, they're so good. They turn the ball so fast. You'll see tonight, they'll go from one wing to two pass progression all the way to the other wing in a drive. Really, really fast, and they're a huge Stampede McGetty team. And so trying to keep them in front of us is going to be a huge challenge also.
What are the most common kinds of turnovers you see teams committing against TCU?
They'll cause them all different ways. They're not like a all-out press every single possession team, but they will put a tremendous pressure on the ball. Three will put pressure on the ball. Four will put pressure on the ball. They have some real early to length with zeros, you know, kind of a 2-3-4 combo guard at 6-8, and then number two who's really, really mobile and physical and strong. And so they have length and athleticism across the line and a couple guards that are really, really pesky, really, really get up at you and kind of push you off your point of attack.
And that number two, Emmanuel Miller, is leading scorer and rebounder for their team.
Yeah, he's terrific. He's he's shooting the ball at a high level. He's really, really physical getting the rim. He runs so hard in transition. He's a dynamic player.
So, like Kansas, they don't shoot a terrible number percentage-wise from three, but it's not a big part of their attack.
Yeah, they shoot a high percentage. They make a high percentage, but them in Kansas are the two lowest in terms of attempts per game. But I think so much of that is because they don't have to, because they're capable to get of getting the rim against just about everybody, and so they'll take that option a lot.
Okay, two of your last three games are here at home. You got back from KU, and what kind of a work did your guys give you in the last couple of days?
Guys have been good. They're dialed in and focused and hungry and excited and understand the challenge. I mean, this is a team that beat, you know, one of the few teams in the country that's beat Houston this year, and they beat Baylor on the road at Baylor. This is a really, really good team. It's the third most veteran team in the country right now, and so they pose a lot of challenges, and it's Big 12.
It's the Big 12, another really, really good team. All right, Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you post game.
Thanks, Chief.
All right, that's That's Mark Pope. Time now for tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball is built Ford proud. Mark Durant, what are your keys for BYU and TCU?
I'm going to go the number of the number is Big 12, Greg. I'm going to say because, like you talked about, the TCU doesn't shoot a lot of threes, the math is not in their favor. So they're going to have to turn you over. They're going to have to get out and transition. So BYU's got to keep under 12 turnovers, under 12 fast break points. If they can do that, the math is not in the Horned Frogs' favor.
And I'm going to add, if BYU can make 12 or more threes to your tally.
Keep going. Keep
the
three, going.
The 312s. We'll go with the 312s.
Maybe under 12 offensive rebounds for them.
If TCU scores fewer than 12 points total tonight. All right, as we take a break, we remind you to go to BigOTires.com to make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The BYU Store Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up next, live from Provo's Marriott Center on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time offer ends 12/31/2024.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic taste of BYU ice cream, now also in a convenient pint. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the All-Pro Capitol courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening once again, Cougar Nation. Welcome back courtside inside the Marriott Center. Tonight, the BYU Cougars looking to lock down their first 2-0 calendar week of their Big 12 conference campaign. BYU has three sets of back-to-back wins in league, but those were all Saturday-Tuesday combinations. BYU tonight goes for its first Tuesday-Saturday set of wins, as we noted. This is the BYU Store Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by the BYU Store, the official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary. Our studio host is Cleon Wall, coordinating producer Terry South. Control board operators are James Finlayson and Soraya Ritchie. Our studio editor is Ethan Arkell. Our BYU radio engineer is Barry Squires, and you are tuned in on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. All right, one of the reasons BYU was always going to have a shot to beat Kansas was how reliant BYU is on the three-point shot and how rarely Kansas relies on the three. And as it turned out, BYU made 13, KU made 3, and that disparity was decisive on Tuesday. Tonight presents a similar setup, Mark. TCU makes a couple more threes per game than Kansas does, but the Horned Frogs rank 326th in three-point attempt rate and 321st in percentage of points scored by the three-point field goal. They're 309th in three-point attempts per game and 265th in three-point makes per game. So, if the Cougs can take care of the ball in the face of TCU's tenacious D, perimeter play could be key again tonight.
Now, Tuesday's game might be the best preparation for tonight's game that BYU could have had. They're similar teams in a lot of ways, but I hate to say this because it's a little bit trite, but it's been the case for BYU this year is they've kind of lived and died by the threes. And here's the percentages you need. On the road, you need to shoot above 35% to win. And at home, you could probably get away with 30%. But if you're under that, even at home, you're putting yourself at great risk. So BYU will have to shoot the ball well from the three against TCU. And if they can, again, I reiterate, the math is tough for TCU because they rely so much on the twos. If BYU shoots a decent percentage, it's going to be really tough for the Horned Frogs.
Coming up after our break, we'll hear from TCU play-by-play broadcaster Brian Estridge as the BYU Store Cougar Tip-Off Show continues live from the Marriott Center on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the BYU Store Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
BYU Store Cougar Tip-Off Show, getting you set to enjoy BYU and TCU. The Cougars looking to extend their winning streak over the Horned Frogs to 17 games. The previous 16 came in the WAC and Mountain West Conference days. Tonight's game is their first Big 12 meeting. TCU, a lot of seniors, a lot of transfers of the 10 players in Jamie Dixon's rotation. 8 are seniors, all 10 transferred in from another Division I school, including 3 who transferred from Big 12 programs. The Horned Frogs have one of the best offenses in the league and the most pressurized defense. TCU gets a lot of its offensive efficiency from its defensive tenacity. I think Houston applies more actual man-to-man pressure, but the Horned Frogs do lead the nation in fast break points coming off their work off of turnovers. Atypically, they lose at home Monday, low scoring 62-54 to Baylor, a season low in points while scoring only 8 points on fast break. TCU has scored 11 or fewer fast break points in three of the last four, and they're all losses. A short time ago, I talked with TCU radio broadcaster Brian Estridge about how this TCU team looks to him during the Big 12 stretch run.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if they're the Harlem Globetrotters or the Washington Generals, because they've looked like both at times. And I think some of it is level of competition, obviously. They've had success against some of the teams that they should have beaten. But then again, you know, you had the game the other night where you just didn't play well at all against Baylor in front of a full house. So consistency has been the problem, which usually means what's happening with guard play. And that would be where Jamie Dixon would tell you that this team struggles. He doesn't have that true point guard that thinks pass first. And so he's trying to do that with Jameer Nelson. He's trying to do that with Avery Anderson. But those are scoring point guards. Their mentality has always been that from where they've come. And so I think that's been the biggest struggle, is who's the setup man. And TCU doesn't really have that guy right now.
What TCU does have is a senior-laden team, a ton of experience on this.
Yeah, it's an old team, that's for sure. You know, and that was one of the priorities, was to stay old. And, you know, we did that in the transfer portal. We had a senior banquet the other night, and they had 10 seniors. It was like it was a football senior day. And that's really what it is. And so with that, though, I think you're right. That lends itself to success, you would think. But it also lends itself to a group that's sort of set in their ways. And that's been the struggle, is trying to convert some of these guys into different kind of role players. You know, when many of them came on their way up, you know, from Delaware or from Texas A&M Corpus or an Oklahoma State team that struggled last year, they were relied on a lot more to score, not so much at TCU.
In its Mountain West days, TCU did not have success against BYU, but that was a different era.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, a different era. What do you expect from this TCU team and against this BYU team? What do you think of the Cougars where they sit right now?
It depends. I kind of had a nightmare last night that Lee Kumard was going to show up here tonight, who used to fill the stat sheet against TCU.
He's in Austin tonight helping the coach with the women's team.
He filled up the stat sheet against TCU every game, it felt like. Yeah, this team will look different than people saw in the Mountain West. I mean, obviously, Jamie Dixon has taken this thing to a new level. He's recruited at a higher level. The athlete is much better. But, you know, they've got to get over the hump. They've got to learn to win on the road. They've got to learn to go to places where they haven't been successful, and BYU being one of those, never won here. I mean, it makes it difficult. Now, the good news is, you talked about those experienced players. They have no idea about that. They have nothing. They have no concept of the history between the two teams. You and I do, but we might be the only two in the building that care. And so, you know, with that, you'd hope that they would play loose and free. They also need to know, and they do, and we were talking about that with the assistants earlier. They got three games left. You got to do something. You know, there's still work to be done, and it starts here tonight on the road. And you know how difficult it is to win on the road in this league. If you can find a way to steal one, it means a lot. So, you know, I think that's what you're going to see, a pretty good effort. I think it's a really tough matchup for TCU, though. You guys are so skilled, big guys that can pass. Point guard scares the hound out of them. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see how they react.
Brian, always great to see you over the years, and thanks for sharing a few minutes, and have a great time tonight here in the building, and we will see you in Kansas City.
By the way, the building looks great, too. Yeah. It's changed a lot since I was here last time, and you guys have done a terrific job. I love the scoreboard. It's going to be great tonight. Thanks, Greg.
TCU radio broadcaster Brian Estridge, followed by our national anthem. BYU fans, if you've had any cars on the injured reserve list, Doug Smith Kia has some promising new prospects on their lot in American Fork. To see the full scouting report, visit DougSmithKia.com. More of the Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the BYU Store Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
BYU and TCU tipping it off at 7:01 Mountain Time. A BYU win would mean no worse than a 500 finish in its first season as a Big 12 conference member. BYU locked into everyone's NCAA tournament field right now. Mark, this season has gone better than prognosticators predicted, so well that BYU was already set a program record for most regular season wins over ranked teams. BYU is 4 and counting. BYU's 5 quad 1 wins, meantime, equal the total from the last two seasons combined.
Well, they play a lot more of those games now, obviously, in the Big 12, but they have taken great advantage, and they have some really impressive wins this year. And whereas in years past you had maybe one or two shots to get that kind of win, BYU's had multiple opportunities, and they've taken advantage of it.
A final word before tip-off, including a look at the Big 12 standings, coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The BYU Store Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Grubel.
All right, BYU and TCU coming up on the line as both BYU and TCU are tied in the Big 12 standings at 8-7. A win for BYU means the Cougars get at least a single bye at the conference tournament in Kansas City. And a win for BYU or TCU, whoever wins tonight, ends up tied for fourth place in this league with Kansas and Texas Tech heading into the final week of play. Not bad.
Yeah, who would have thunk it? And BYU's been up and down, but I think I'm hoping that tonight's game will show that they're on an upward trajectory heading into postseason play.
Tip-off of BYU and TCU coming up next. This has been the BYU Store Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Looking for